This is Invest Talk, above average investing for the average investor. Invest Talk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. And now, here's KPP President, Money Manager, Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Invest Talk. We're live weekdays, 4 to 5 Pacific time, and we can have a two-way conversation about managing your money. Our direct line is 888-99-CHART. So we'll be taking our first call in a couple of minutes. So 888-992-4278. You can call now and get lined up. The market was in historic territory again today. I mean, we had, what, five up days in a row, about 1,000 points. I think that was one of a very fast, kind of a record. Well, might be not the fastest, you know, 5 days, but up there, one of the few. Of course, the 8 days before that were where we dropped 1,000 points. By the way, that's called volatility, everybody. You better get used to it. I think we're just going to, ever since September, we've had a lot of volatility in September, October, very little volatility in November, and then December, it all came back, more volatility. I think you're just going to get used to volatility. I think it's here to stay for a while. When I say for a while, 2015, the whole year, maybe even longer. Anyways. It always happens at the end of the year. I always get a little philosophical. I guess that's natural as a year ends. So our view of the year has the benefit of hindsight. We look back, I look back, and then hopefully think that we're all getting wiser. I don't know if that's true or not. And then try to look forward about what's happening. Morgan Housel, a Motley Fool writer, helps us with an article published in the Business Insider. It's called 122 Things Everyone Should Know About Investing and the Economy. I'm not going to give you all 122, okay? It's just not possible. But I do want to, you know, maybe take a look at a couple of them. The Financial Times wrote in 2008, the three most admired personalities in sports were, this is the Financial Times, were Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong, and Oscar Pistorius. Those were Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer there is, or one of the greatest golfers. Lance Armstrong, the best bicyclist guy, won Tour de France and stuff. And then that Oscar guy, he has very much admired for his running because he has no legs or very, just a little. And all three of these people. 2008, got in really big trouble. So you got to be careful who you choose as your role models. So think about that when it comes to investing. Who are we going to choose as a role model? Everybody looks at Warren Buffett. I like Warren Buffett. But we can't be Warren Buffett. You and I are not Warren Buffett. Investor Ralph Wagoner once explained how markets work. He likes the market, likens it. He likens the market. It's similar to an excitable dog on a very long leash in New York City. An excitable dog in a long leash in New York City darting randomly in every direction. The dog's owner is walking from Columbus Circle through Central Park to the Metropolitan Museum. He has a goal and that's where he's going. But the dog can go every which way while they're going. Remember, he's liking the dog to the stock market. And that's the point. You know it's going to go from A to B over long periods of time. This is my goal. This is where I'm going. This is how the market goes. But you pay too much attention to the dog as it runs around in circles and goes ups and downs. Look at what happened. 8 days, 1,000 points down. 5 days, 1,000 points up. Don't pay attention to that stuff. Look further out. Look where you're going. Look where the market will probably go based on next year's earnings, the year after earnings. What you think is going to happen then, not day to day to day. Timing the market is a fool's game. That's a quote from Nick Murray. Time in the market is a fool's game, whereas time in the market is your greatest natural advantage. Time in the market. This is the way it is. And one more quote from Bill Seidman. You never know what the American public is going to do, but you know that they will all do it at the same time and all at once. All at once. You never know what they're going to do, but they're all going to do it at the same time. Meaning everybody panics in, people panic out of the market. Okay? Now, how was your attitude to investing? What is your attitude? How do you look at it? Are you looking at a short term, long term? Are you looking at it every day and getting worried or anxious or excited about it every day? You shouldn't. That's not how it works. And if that's the type of personality you have, you need to stop looking at it every day, because it'll drive you nuts. Time to give us a call. 888-99-CHART. You can reach us 24 hours a day.
Hey, guys. This is Bobby from Atlanta, Georgia. Love your show. Terrific show. I've been learning a lot since last 2 years while listening to you. Had a question on the Coverdell IRA that I have for my daughter, who's 2 years old. My question is, what can I buy by the funds in that account? So if she turns, like, let's say 5 years and she wants a laptop, can I use the funds in that account to buy her a laptop? I'm trying to figure out what all can I use that money for towards her education. I would love to hear the answer on the next show. And again, it's a great show. Love it a lot. Thank you. Bye.
So we're talking about the Coverdell. The Coverdell, it used to be the education IRA. It's called the Coverdell now, and it's for educational purposes. Different than the 529 program, which is much more restrictive. It's used for only college education and accredited colleges education, too, 529. But a Coverdell, which you can put up to $2,000 a year in, can be used for any educational purposes. I mean, that's the definition, any educational purposes. So if you wanted to buy your daughter a laptop for education, then it would be okay to use a Coverdell cash. If you wanted to pay for private elementary school, you can use the Coverdell money for that. If you want to send her to beauty school, if you want to buy other things, as long as it's related to education, it is okay under the Coverdell, and you can use that money. Now, I am not an expert on Coverdell. I can only tell you what I've read. So, you need to talk to an expert. But that's my understanding. Any educational purposes, you can use that money for. Good question. Thanks for it. Appreciate it. See what the market did today? Well, market was mixed today. Mixed. Of course, you're going to read the headlines. The headlines are going to say, new record for the S&P and Dow. But the NASDAQ was down 15 points. No record there. The Dow was up 66, and the S&P were up 4. Russell 2000's not at a new high. The broader market, not at a new high. Matter of fact, the broader market, dollars, which is the New York Stock Exchange Index, is still quite a ways from a new high. So what you get is you get these specific indexes. Remember, that Dow is only 30 stocks, everybody. 30 big stocks, but only 30. The market's 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 stocks. 10, I don't really know exactly. And the Dow only counts 30 of them. The S&P 500, 500 of them. Yes, the 500 largest stocks. And why are those large stocks making new highs? Because everybody's searching for dividends. And those big companies are the ones who provide the dividends. Everybody wants safe. You can tell that because those are the indexes that are running, whereas the small cap index is not. It's struggling to be positive, okay, to be positive for the year. It's just, it has not made new highs. It's close, but it's not there yet. So you can tell that the big stocks are the favored, and of course that's what's being reported, and that's what everybody gets excited about. Kind of tells me that maybe next year the small cap stocks are going to, maybe it'd be their turn to run for a while. Because they usually lead the stock market up and down. That's what it kind of tells me. So what happened is the Dow was up 66, the NASDAQ was down 15, and S&P was up 4 today, mixed day. And this is after, 5 days of very strong movement up on the Dow. But before those 8 days it was. So just try to put everything in perspective. Don't look at it a day to day to day. You're looking for trends. A trend is still up and never been down all this year. You had, 1 10% correction, another 6% correction. You had a few corrections, but nothing major. Trend has always been up for the year. The trend to where it's trend, the part of the market that's trendless, no trend, has been in the small caps. And did you see the biotech stocks today? They got crushed. You can look at that by looking at the ETF for biotech, IBB. And they got crushed today. Interesting day. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Time to give me a call. What's on your mind? What do you want to discuss? We could talk about anything you want to do. On our talking points today, I'm going to discuss a number of things. 6 investment mistakes to avoid in 2015. Habits of people that live debt-free. What kind of habits do they have? I have a few habits, quite a few of them, actually. What those people who live debt-free, what do they do? How do they live their lives? Avoiding year-end IRA mistakes. Remember, you're coming up. We got week and a half left of the year. Remember, if your IRA, you got to do things with it. There's certain things you got to avoid, certain things you don't want to do, and certain things you do want to do. And so we're going to go over that. And also, mistakes to avoid if you want to slow down your aging. Everybody ages, right? You can't really stop it. But if you want to slow down, slow it down. There's certain things that people think they need to do to slow down, and it's wrong. It's commonly accepted that this will slow down aging, these things I have this, and they're wrong. They won't slow down aging. Matter of fact, they could be detrimental. And people still do it, thinking they're going to slow down aging. Nope, not going to happen. There's certain things you can to help, but these things could actually hurt. You'd be surprised what they are. A couple things I'm going to mention. Do you have questions about managing a bond portfolio? InvestTalk Insiders have access to an info sheet that gives you some suggestions and background on the process. Buying and selling bonds, investing in bonds, is a little bit more complicated than you might think. Now, you can get one of these info sheets if you sign up and be an InvestTalk Insider. That's easy and free. All you have to do is go to investtalk.com and sign up. Sign up. All that's required is an email address. There's no process. Very simple stuff I try to make it simple for everybody so they can get maximum information. I'm Portfolio Manager Steve Peasley, and this is Invest Talk. The number is 888-99-CHART. 888-992-4278. Let's talk to Gene in North Carolina. How you doing, Gene?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Before I get to the stock I was going to ask you about, I had a quick comment about what you just mentioned about people being careful about choosing your heroes.
Yes.
I heard an article about this a while ago on how new schools didn't want to run into a problem of naming someone, naming a new school, a public school, after someone later on a scandal happens and people feel bad about the name. So they decided to go a different way and just name schools after, like, animals or birds or trees or something.
Okay. Well, you can understand that, especially with the news about Bill Cosby. I mean, he's been a hero of everybody for years and years and years and years. Now you have all of a sudden all these allegations. Yeah, kind of, yeah. Years you thought he was, a good guy. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the stock I'm interested in is Sanderson Farm, symbol SAFM.
Okay, I'm gonna take Sanderson Farm. You want to buy it or sell it? Is that what you're interested in?
I'm thinking of an entry point, maybe $80.
Okay.
As entry point.
I have to break. I'm being pushed right now to break, and I will pick it up right after the break. If you want to hold, that's great. If not, I still will talk about it. But just hold on.
I will be on hold.
Okay, great. We want to hear your questions, everybody. 888-99-CHARGE. How you can reach us? You can do it right now. Any money topic that you're interested in, you can bring it to my attention. This is Invest Talk.
We're happy to say that thousands click on our podcast every weekday, and because you listen regularly, we think you should have a say in the topics discussed. So please, if there's an aspect of investing you'd like to hear more about, tell us first. Check our 24-hour listener line. Check in there at 888-99-CHART. And if you'd like to send a note directly to Steve, that's accomplished by going to investtalk.com and clicking on Contact Steve.
So, Gene, you're still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Sanderson Farms, Inc., symbol SAFM. That's S-A-F as in Frank, M as in Mary's. They have very good numbers. They had a very good report recently because their feedstock, remember, what do they do? Process fresh and frozen chicken. They're the fourth largest in the nation. So what does it take to raise chickens? Feed, corn. It's okay. And that price has gone way down. So they were able to increase their margins from like an average of the last 10 years, about 4 or 5%, to like 10, 11% just recently. So that's bode very well for them. And they've done very well. So the price is not very expensive either. But they are going to earn less money next year than they are this year. And that feed stock won't always stay that low. But as an entry point, I like the stock. They have very little debt, almost no debt. Management owns 6%. Mutual funds are buying this stock. So I kind of like it. I like what they do. And I always like to bring out the warts. The warts of any company are important to know. And for this company, it would be looking for the cost of grain. How much is it going to cost to raise those chickens? And can they pass those costs along? Be that as it may, it had a bad day today. But I think you want to be a buyer right around $77 to $80 a share.
Yeah, I was thinking 80.
Yeah, somewhere in that range is what looks good to me, Gene. Go ahead.
You see where it ran up, the price ran up in July?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. It ran up because there were all these mergers going on in the food industry, and it was being sort of suspect as being something that might be involved in a merger.
Ah, so that's why that big run up.
Yeah, and then, of course, it came back down when no merger occurred.
Yep, and then it kind of traded sideways right around between $78 and $80 for like half a month in, late October. You had that little correction, and then that's where consolidation happens, right around $78 to $80, right. And that's where you'd probably want to pick it up.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks, Gene. That was SAFM, Sanderson Farms, Inc. Let's go to George in San Jose. How you doing, George?
Fine, Steve. Thank you so much for doing a great job.
Thank you guys.
You are wonderful. Is GILD, is that now a good time to get to it?
I would wait a little bit to make sure, because it fell sharply the last couple of days. Matter of fact, all the biotechs fell, and there's a fall in this. This industry is being shaken out. And Gilead has very good numbers. Everybody's very impressed with them. But they have one major drug that sells for a huge amount. And the reason why all the biotechs got hit today is there was some announcement, I don't remember from who, but a big pharmaceutical company saying that we're not going to, was it pharmaceutical or was it a healthcare organization? They're not going to sell these high-priced drugs, and of course, one of them is Gilead's, one of the highest priced. And so they bet, the worry was how is that going to affect their earnings and sales, And of course, it got hit. But in answer to your question, this might set itself up eventually to be a great buying opportunity. I mean, it really would be a pretty darn good buy, probably around $75 to $80 a share. It's at $89 right now. I think I'd wait a few more days because it just fell recently. Let's see it stabilize. George, I would let it stabilize before you buy it. And stabilize means let it trade sideways for a week or two. See if it's slow.
Okay.
You don't want to try to pick it up while it's falling. It's there's an old saying: don't try to catch a falling knife because you'll get cut. Let it fall.
I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it.
Go ahead. What do you think about Apple?
I like Apple. I own Apple in my managed accounts. I was a buyer of Apple around $100 or so. Apple's $112 now. It's come down a little bit. I still think Apple's got some room to run. I kind of like Apple. It's not that expensive for what it is. It's never been overpriced. So I kind of like it. It got what did it do? It fell down to about $105, $106 a share. Now it's back up to $112. But it was about $117,
$118 before. Yes. So you like it here?
I do. I think this is a pullback that you want to be a buyer of, and it's now moving up again. So I think if you wanted to get an Apple, probably a good place to get it. Get in. Probably.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim, who wants to talk about ExxonMobil. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, hi, Steve. I was just wondering what play to make on in the energy sector, to get a single stock or to get an ETF. single stock like ExxonMobil or an ETF with a basket of energy stocks.
I do like the concept of a basket of energy stocks, but there's all kinds of ETFs in different energy sectors. I do like the big integrated companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron and British Petroleum and Total and, you know, on and on. These big, huge energy companies are integrated. I do like them. And if you can find...
Do you have a suggestion
for an ETF?
I
can never mention things over the air. I can only answer questions because that's okay. SEC rules. You asked about ExxonMobil. I like ExxonMobil. I think the price, if you look at their price, their stock price, it bounced off right around, $88 or so. It's been there three times in the last year and bounced up. It's now 94. So that gives you a good price. You buy it, I'd be a buyer. I think oil may settle down at the price around the mid-50s where it is. It looks like that's what it's trying to do. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. If you send me an email, I have some oil stock suggestions, a list for a watch list for you. Send me an email, I'll send it to you. This is Invest Talk. Give me a call. $88.99 chart. How about investment mistakes to avoid in 2015? How about some of those? Okay. How about not giving your strategy enough time to play out? Being too fast to get in or out, jumping around. Going in blind without a plan, not having a plan. And that means controlling the risk, not having too much of any one stock. What is your goal? How long is your goal out there? One of the most common mistakes people make, they look back and look at the winners of last year, and those are the ones they invest in this year, in the new year. That is probably one of the worst things you could do. Especially mutual funds and sectors, because things rotate. You can't look back. You got to look forward. And that's a lot harder. It's easier to look, there's good performance. Oh, this stock went up great, so I'm going to buy that one. It could. I'm not saying it won't. But usually you're chasing performance. And chasing performance is not a good idea. Anyways, ignoring costs and fees, another thing you need not do. Don't do that. Make sure you rebalance. Make sure you're diversified. Don't make the mistake of just letting it run and not take a look at the diversification and rebalancing. You got to do that. Anyways, those are some of the things you do avoid next year. 888-99-CHARGE, my number, 888-992-4278. What's on your mind? Just because you listen to our podcast in the middle of the night doesn't mean you can't ask your question whenever it pops into your head. You can call anytime you want. 888-99-CHART, and we'll answer the question on the next program.
Hey, Steve. My name is Rich from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'd be really curious. By the way, I'm a podcast listener. I'd be really curious to hear your take on Colfax. Their symbol is CFX. Thanks.
CFX. CFX. Okay, CFX is Colfax Corporation out of Fulton, Maryland. Manufactures gas, fluid handling, and fabrication technology products for marine, oil, and gas, and power generation. Okay, so how are the fundamentals? That's the first thing you always look at. What are the fundamentals? And I can only take a quick look at them here on the air. But the fundamentals are it's going to grow its earnings this year 4%, then next year 9%. It's going to make $2.12 a share this year and $2.32 a share next year. They're making money. That's my first criteria, right? Make sure the company makes money. They're making the money and they're growing the money. My second criteria. It's a $6.5 billion company, so it's a mid-cap company. Sales are growing, between 11 and 15%, and it looks like they're slowly increasing sales. Okay? So that looks pretty fundamentally pretty good. I like that. Management owns 10%, so you know they're focused. They want to grow their company. The return on equity is a little light, only 10%. I like it to be 17% or higher. That's been my rule. If they're going to make $2.32 a share next year, how much is that worth if they're growing in sales between 11 and 15 and earnings between 5 and 10%? What's that worth? Is it worth on a PE, price to earnings ratio, is $2.32 worth 20 PE based on those growth figures? I would say no. I'd say it'd be worth more like a market value. Well, right now it's selling for 25 times earnings, 25 PE. So it's at $52.75. So even though the fundamentals look pretty good, it's kind of expensive. Still, after falling from $74 in July down to $48 just a week or so ago, now up 52, it still is kind of expensive. Why would it be a little bit more expensive? And let me tell you why. Because it's growing its earnings year after year after year. It's been growing its sales very consistently for the last several years. So everybody likes that consistency. So that's why. Cash flow is very strong, very strong. And ownership, mutual funds have been buying the company. So you want to buy it because it's so stable. Don't think it's cheap. It's not. Okay, it's not. So, you know, you want to buy it today? Well, I wouldn't have a problem with you buying it today. I just want you to know it's not cheap. It looks like it bounced off of $48, which is where it bounced off. It traded there for like almost 2 weeks before it started rising. So it looks like it put in a nice little short-term base for you, and it's growing. So, yeah, remember, it's in the gas, fluid, handling, and fabrication technology. So, you know, take a look at the prospects of that industry, and then you go with it. I kind of like the company. I just think it's a little expensive. This is Invest Talk Personal, the day-to-day money choices we make that have lasting impact. We all know we're paying a lot less for gas these days, a lot less for gasoline in our cars. And if you commute long miles, you know you're saving a lot of money, right? And I think there was an estimate about $550 is how much in the coming year people will save on average. And I've seen those estimates as high as like $1,400. So I don't know which one. And economists predict that for every 1 cent reduction in gas prices, $1 billion is added to the U.S. economy. And that might have been why the third quarter GDP was revised up from exploring for oil and everything else. And now, with being so cheap, maybe all that money is going in the consumer's pocket. You know they're going to spend it. So that money is going to come in to the economy, come into the economy. So it's going to probably boost the economy next year, wouldn't it? So anyways, that means that people have more money to save as well in their 401ks and other retirement accounts or regular accounts. All that means, isn't all that positive for our economy for 2015? See, this is Invest Talk Personal, looking at what are the fundamentals of our economic shrinkage or growth or what is good. Think about our oil production. And why have the prices come down? Why has oil been? And who's going to get hurt? Who's going to benefit? The consumer's going to benefit. Who's going to get hurt? Those companies related to fracking. Because they need about $70, $80 a barrel, between $60 and $80 a barrel to break even. So at $55 a barrel, you know, they're going to cut back on their growth. Right, so people, if you call me up about a fracking company, I'm going to say, okay, here's the numbers. They look really good. But what about the future prospects? And so I'm saying the economy overall with lower oil prices looks like the future is bright for us, at least for next year. That's Invest Talk Personal, everybody. If you have a topic you'd like me to expand on, just let me know. You can do it by phone, 888-99-CHART, or go to investtalk.com and click on the Contact Steve button and send me an email.
Why not sign up to be an InvestTalk insider? Steve has a new info sheet on investing in oil stocks. It's new and it's available to all InvestTalk insiders now. Sign up for free on investtalk.com.
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm from Minneapolis. I listen to you on the podcast. Great show. Really enjoy it. Always educational. I have a company that I'm looking at that I'd like to get your opinion on. It's called Manitex International. The stock symbol is MNTX. They're a very small company, which I know is riskier, cyclical industrial sector. Anyway, I would sure appreciate your taking a look at this stock and see what you think. Again, I really appreciate the show. I've learned so much from you guys, and enjoy the show. Thanks much. Bye.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call. It's Manitex International, MNTX. Manufacturing distributes lifting solutions for utility, shipbuilding, and steel mill industries. Okay, it is a small company, very small, micro company. It's $164 million market cap, so that's pretty small. So therefore, as you're right, that means risk is high. But it's not very expensive for growing, between 10 and 15% sales. And earnings are going to be down 20% this year, but they're going to increase 73% next year. They've made money. You remember my first rule, make sure you buy a company that makes money. They're going to make $1.14 next year. Okay, $1.14, it's a $12 stock, $11.93. And it looks like it's come down to $10 a couple of times recent months, and every time it does, it bounces up, and it had a nice bounce up today. So I kind of like it because of the earnings are pretty strong. It is cyclical, but I think our economic cycle is going to expand next year, not shrink. I don't think we're going to do great, but I think we're going to do a little better next year than we did this year. And I'm surprised we're doing as well we are this year, really. But I think we're going to be fine next year. Management owns 8%, like that. Mutual funds are slowly buying it. And the fundamentals look pretty strong. And I like the chart. You might hit some resistance. You know, it was up big today. You might get it's been up 4 or 5 days in a row, just like the market. You might get a little retracement of that, and I would prefer you to buy it then. But remember, it's a small cap company. It can go up and down. You can have a wild ride with this stock. It was high as $17 this year, as low as 10. Think about percentage rise, how much movement that is. That's huge, 70% move downward. Okay, so think about that. But the fundamentals look really solid. The company's been making money year over year over year over year. I like that steadiness. Okay, that's Manitex, M-N-T-X, Manitex International. 888-99-CHART, give me a call. Habits of people that live debt-free. And do you have these habits? These people that live debt-free, and I'm one of those. I've been debt-free for years and years and years and years and years and years. They pay attention to details. I do that. They pretend they make less. They pretend they make less money than they have. One of the things you're going to find to people that don't have debt and the people are rich is they don't necessarily talk about it or show it or demonstrate it. My newest car, everybody, my newest car is about 10 years old. Because it's not something they focus on. Because they think long term. That's another habit of debt-free people. They ask questions. They just don't accept what people say. They save. They set goals. They say no to salesmen. And they value experience over last year I rode my bike up into the Glacier National Park. I thought that was a great vacation. It's the best vacation I had in many, many years. And I have friends who we went with, and they were talking about their super bicycles they had that cost $3,000 or $4,000, and they're all proud of it. My bike, I got at Costco. I don't know. I don't think I'm cheap. I don't want to give you that impression. But I just don't, it's good enough. Good enough. So if you want to live debt-free, you got to kind of have to have those habits. That doesn't mean you can't have nice things. You can. But you just don't have the habit of spending lots of money. You have the habit of saving money. Just kind of important, kind of, if you want to live debt-free, that you just got to change your thinking a little bit. Now, if you follow us on Twitter, you can get your question or comment to us by sending us a message. The address is at KPP Financial, at KPP Financial. Or you can reach us anytime by phone, 888-99-CHART. Let's talk about it.
Another information source to help you improve your investing skills
and gain you some stress-relieving perspective is our KPP Premium newsletter. It comes out each Friday, and one of the most popular features is our Stock Watch. At least a couple of companies are introduced to you to watch in each edition. To sign up, just go to investtalk.com today.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and I'm calling from San Diego, and I listen to you on podcast. I just have a question about how you read moving averages. On some of the online resources I use, whether it's Yahoo or MSNBC or Google, you can adjust kind of the reading of the moving average by looking at a different, whether you're looking at a day, a year, a six-month interval, a three-month interval for a given security. So I'm not completely sure how you're finding the moving averages. It's probably pretty obvious once I'm pointing in the right direction, though. Thank you.
Okay, that's a very good question. What most chartists, people look at charts, they start with a one-year daily chart. So it's 1 year worth of data of a stock movement day by day by day for 1 year. You start there. And the moving averages that most of the charters start with are 20-day, 50-day, 100-day, and 200-day moving averages. Four of them that they... I have those four up on my charts all the time. And the basic chart that I look at is that one-year daily chart. And then you go move from there. And just so you know, there's different ways to look at moving averages. Many different ways. You can look at a simple moving average, which is what you might think it is. If it's a 20-day simple moving average, you're counting back 20 days, add the price together, divide it by 20, and plot a dot. Then tomorrow, you do it again, you do it again, you do it again, drop off the oldest day, add the newest day, and you have a moving average of a 20-day. That's simple. You can also use an exponential moving average. You can also use the average based on the high, low, open, and close price, and divide it by 4, and plot that number. You can just use the closing price of the day. You see how complex it can get? And now we're just talking about moving averages. There's a million other studies to use, but you asked about moving averages. You heard us talking about our new 401k solution. If you'd like to know more about it, just go to investtalk.com. If you're not happy with your employer's 401k, you can ask for a change. Give us a call. Send us an email. We'll send you some information.
Countdown to retirement. 15 years or less. If you don't have a financial plan, now's the time to make one. This will allow you to track your savings and help you figure out how much you need in retirement so you won't run out of money. Here's your checklist. Review your retirement plan statements. Consider when you would like to retire. Develop a plan for a debt-free retirement. Identify retirement expenses. Consider rolling account balances from other retirement savings plans into one. Review your Social Security statements. We're counting down to retirement. KPP Financial extends this invitation to InvestTalk listeners. Get a complete and discreet retirement review. Steve meets with a limited number of our listeners at satellite offices in Northern and Southern California. And for those out of the area, contact Steve on investtalk.com or call 888-99-CHART.
Significant weight loss can improve conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. Joint damage can be minimized and the need for expensive medications can be reduced. I'm registered nurse Lynn Skocelis. Minimally invasive weight loss procedures may be able to help you lose weight while gaining a lifetime of health benefits. Learn how at a free seminar with experts from Sharp Memorial Hospital's nationally recognized Center of Excellence for Bariatric Surgery. Register at 1-800-82-SHARP or sharp.com/memorial.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-574-1955. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-574-1955. For your free demo, call 1-800-574-1955. 1-800-574-1955.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Our InvestTalk podcast distribution is made possible every day by KPP Financial, and we thank you for subscribing. Just because you live out of range of our California offices doesn't mean you can't take advantage of Steve's offer to review your retirement portfolio. Just go to investtalk.com and click on Schedule a Meeting. And it can happen by Skype or telephone. If you have a question about the process, click on Contact Steve and ask him.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to Tony in Cupertino, listening to us on AM 1220. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Tony.
Yeah, hi. Thanks very much for all your help in the past. My question today is about the healthcare stocks.
Yes.
Pretty much all of them took a big hit today,
yep.
And I was wondering why that happened.
It was really big and obvious in the biotech, and it had something to do with the, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that there was an announcement by, I want to say somebody like Express Scripts, one of the big providers of drugs. And it decided to not carry or not provide very expensive drugs. And it kind of made everybody scared. All the other drug companies worried that, oh, maybe they're going to not carry ours. And I don't remember exactly, but it was something like that, Tony. There was a big announcement about expensive drugs not being carried by somebody and not being covered under the insurance or provided by the distributor of the drugs, and it kind of rippled through everybody in that industry. So
yes, it certainly is. Johnson and Johnson took a big hit today.
Did they?
Well, you know,
yeah. So
yeah, they were down. They were down like $2 somewhat or something.
So yeah, look at the Gilead, GILD, one of my favorites. It got crushed, and, you know, and a lot of them got hit. I'm thinking, I was looking into it. What happened here? And Tony, you never really know for sure because you're making assumptions that that's what happened. Because I don't know what all those investors and traders are thinking, but that looked like the biggest message that was out there that could be used as the excuse. You know, so that's what I think it was.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate it. Thank you. 888-99-CHART. Avoiding year-end IRA mistakes. Every year, if you're old enough, you've got to take your mandatory distributions. And that's when you're 70 and a half, right? So those people who are 70 and a half, the year you turn 70 and a half, you have time to decide what it is. But after that, you have to take required minimum distributions by December 31st. Don't forget. A lot of people forget. Okay, another mistake. If you don't need that money, reinvest it. Don't just spend it unless you have so much money you don't care. Reinvest it. Another mistake, don't take too much out if you don't need it. You know, some people take more than they need, and then you got to pay taxes on the money. It pushes you into different tax brackets. You kind of have to hit it on the head every year, how much you're supposed to take out, how much you need, and make sure you do it. Remember, 70 and a half, you reach 70 and a half, you have to start taking. It's required minimum distributions, it's called, RMD. What's your RMD this year? So be very, very careful with that. That's what I want to do, is avoid those kind of mistakes. And finally, before we can call it the end of the day, mistakes to avoid about trying to slow down your aging. First of all, everybody's going to get old. We're all going to get old. I'm getting old. Everybody's getting older, right? We're going to get old. But a lot of people think exercising will prevent them from getting older or prevent them from aging. That's totally wrong. Exercise won't prevent you from aging at all. Zero. Had nothing to do with your aging. Now, you might feel healthier as you get older. And in fact, if you exercise too much, you start breaking down your muscles because you're exercising too much. It could be detrimental and make you age faster. So exercise is good for your heart. It's good for other things. But that's not going to slow you down or your aging, really. It might make you feel better, but it's not going to, you know, aging is just part of the process. And another good thing you should do is a low-fat diet, not a non-fat diet. You need fat. You need a healthy fat, a good cholesterol. Good cholesterol produces the hormones, and hormones help you be youthful. But you got to have fat in your diet. Don't think of having, oh, I'm going to cut out my fat. No. Having fat does not mean you're going to get fat. That's not what that means. People think it means that, but it doesn't. Those are just a couple suggestions. Before we close for the hour, be sure to sign up to be an InvestTalk Insider. You can access a whole list of helpful webinars on all kinds of investor topics. That's there ready for you anytime. Sign up for free on InvestTalk.com. I'm Portfolio Manager Steve Peasley, and for Justin Klein and everyone at KPP Financial, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great next few days and great Christmas out there.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.